AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A new, possibly more contagious variant of the coronavirus has been found in a Colorado man. The variant was first identified in England and infections are soaring there. But the man, described as in his 20s from a rural area outside of Denver, had not been traveling. Dr. Michelle Barron of UC Health tells KMGH the COVID-19 variant may not be limited to the one case.
We actually don't know that it's not already in other parts of the United States or other parts of the world. I would say almost with certainty it is, because this is just what viruses do.
Barron adds the vaccines that have received emergency use authorization are thought to be effective against the COVID-19 variant. Meanwhile, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports President-elect Joe Biden and some medical experts say the Trump administration's vaccination efforts are falling behind.
The administration planned to have 20 million vaccine doses distributed by month's end. The CDC says roughly 11.5 million have been distributed so far, and only about 2 million people have actually received a shot. Biden says at that rate, it'll take years to vaccinate the American people, not months.
In Britain, the government has authorized use of a second COVID-19 vaccine. It's been developed by Oxford University and drug maker AstraZeneca. It's considered easier to handle than others currently in use because it could be kept in refrigerators rather than at the ultra-cold or freezer temperatures some other vaccines require. Louisiana's newest Republican member of the U.S. House has died from complications related to COVID-19. Luke Letlow was to have been sworn into office in January. Congressman Ralph Abraham tells KNOE,
"The family, of course, is, devastated as we all are."
The 41-year-old Letlow is survived by his wife, Julia Barnhill Letlow, and two children. This is AP News. The San Diego Padres continue to stock up on starting pitchers, acquiring Yu Darvish in a blockbuster trade with the Chicago Cubs. Correspondent Phil Gahn has the details.
The San Diego Padres added another ace to their rotation, completing their second trade in as many days, acquiring right-hander Yu Darvish from the Chicago Cubs. After acquiring Blake Snell from the Tampa Bay Rays earlier in the day, the Padres added the NL Cy Young runner-up, along with his catcher Victor Caratini, and cash considerations for pitcher Zach Davies and four young minor leaguers. Darvish was 8-3 with a 2.10 ERA this past season for Chicago. Davies went 7-4 with a 2.73 ERA in his one season with the Padres. Philip Gahn, San Diego.
The top two teams in men's college basketball were winners last night. Gonzaga ran its home winning streak to 43 games with a 112-67 dismantling of Dixie State. Second-ranked Baylor continued its Big 12 preparations with another easy home win, 93-56 over Central Arkansas. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.